1998, Ken's column. The game. Kansas City Royals 4, Baltimore Orioles 1. At Oriole Park at Camden Yards, Baltimore. Attendance 46,820 on Tuesday, March 31st, 1998. 91 degrees at game time. That's not a typo. Hall of Famers. Orioles third baseman Cal Ripken Jr., pitcher Mike Mussina, designated hitter Harold Baines, and second baseman Roberto Alomar, plus Orioles bench coach Eddie Murray and general manager Pat Gillick. Game highlights. With the highest payroll in baseball, $72-plus million, and the most veteran batting order in the game, average age of non-pitchers 33.2, the San Diego Padres were a distant second at 31.1, Orioles fans were hopeful the team that general manager Pat Gillick had assembled might be the one to not just return Baltimore to the ALCS as they had done the previous two seasons, but to win the World Series for the first time in 15 years. Rookie manager Ray Miller, Baltimore's eighth opening day skipper in 14 seasons, was not a big fan of the hoopla surrounding opening day. He also wasn't a big fan of the way those veteran bats performed today, mustering only 5 hits and 1 run. Utility player Larry Sutton singled, doubled, and drove in 3 of the Royals' 4 runs. Mike Mussina delivered 8 solid innings, but took the loss. The story. I mentioned in the introduction this book contains 50% memories and 50% research. For each chapter, the research included game day and day after articles in local newspapers. The exercise provided 2 striking insights. First, year after year, without exception, local newspapers delivered at least 2 predictable blocks of opening day copy. A talented columnist offering a colorful pregame piece and a know-nothing feature writer describing their experience wandering the grounds, interviewing fans about this special event as if such an article had never been written before. Second, a surprising number of today's most prominent sports media figures cut their teeth in the Baltimore-Washington area. Michael Wilbon, Tony Kornheiser, Christine Brennan, Buster Olney, Tim Kirkchin, Sally Jenkins, Richard Justice, and Ken Rosenthal, to name a few. Before arriving on the national stage covering baseball for The Athletic, Fox Sports, and MLB Network, Rosenthal spent 13 years at the Baltimore Sun from 1987 to 2000, earning Maryland Sports Writer of the Year honors 5 times. On opening day 1998, he penned one of those game day gems, a version of which could run on any opening day in any major league city. In less than 1,000 words, he perfectly captured so many of the highlights, memories, and emotions of these pages. Camden Yards. Weather, Boog Powell, nods to Cal and other future Hall of Famers, presidents, Rex Barney, Baltimore's managerial carousel, and not yet fallen stars of the steroid era, Mark McGwire, Barry Bonds, Rafael Palmeiro, and best of all, fond memories of opening days past. His words that day were pure poetry. Under the headline of Opening Day Never Gets Old, with many happy returns, Rosenthal re-energized this writer's journey at roughly the halfway mark with a magnificent, concise highlight reel. A portion follows. Opening day is a Baltimore tradition, a civic celebration, an electric moment in a city where baseball is king and Camden Yards is the throne. It's a special section in the newspaper, wall-to-wall radio and TV coverage, a media horde of about 500 descending on the day's hero. It's bunting at the ballpark, pomp and circumstance, the president throwing out the first pitch, when he's not running away to Africa. Opening day is the sight of the warehouse, the smell of Boogs, the action on Utah Street, the gates of the greatest ballpark on earth swinging open, the warm smiles of the ushers welcoming back old friends. Opening day is chapter 1 of a 162-game mystery. The 2,479th installment of Cal Ripken's streak, the 3,038th in a row, at home, for the Orioles' other Iron Man, 73-year-old umpire attendant Ernie Tyler. Opening day is cancer survivor Eric Davis, starting in right field on the first day of the rest of his life. It's Boog Powell, Joel Stevens, and thousands of others waging their own courageous fights against cancer. It is a day to remember Rex, watching from his own skybox, and a day to embrace new PA announcer Dave McGowan. Opening day is Mike Mussina's first appearance at Camden Yards since his glorious performance in the 1997 postseason, and Armando Benitez's first appearance since Tony Fernandez took him over the right field wall. It's a day to raise the flag on the Orioles' first division title since 83, with the team's best manager since Earl Weaver, Davey Johnson, sitting home in Winter Park, Florida. Think Davey is watching? Opening day marks the beginning of the Ray Miller era, with Mount Angelos dormant. "My manager search is over," the owner told USA Today ominously. Opening day is a new beginning for bench coach Eddie Murray, a second chance for pitching coach Mike Flanagan. It is bullpen coach Elrod Hendricks' 30th opener in an Orioles uniform. Only 14 took place without him. Opening day marks the Orioles' debut of War Horses Joe Carter, Doug Drabek, Norm Charlton, and Ozzie Guillen, and maybe the beginning of the end in Baltimore for Rafael Palmeiro and Roberto Alomar. It's a day to gasp at the most expensive baseball team ever assembled playing right here in little old Balmer. A day to grumble at the price of tickets, concessions, and the new caps redesigned especially for you. Opening day is a parachutist dressed as the Oriole bird, aiming for second base and landing in the parking lot. It was a good omen. The Orioles won their last World Series the year it happened, 1983. Opening day is a dramatic 10th inning home run by Boston's Tony Conigliaro in 75, playing his first game since the beaning that forced him to miss the entire 68 season after 3 years away from the game. It's Dave McNally's three-hit shutout of Milwaukee in 73, complete with two homers by Frank Robinson and a 4-for-4 day by Don Baylor, two doubles, a triple, and a homer. Author's note. In Ken's defense, in 1998, he did not have the convenience and completeness of today's internet at his fingertips while writing this column. Roughly 25 years after the facts, he came darn close to nailing the details of opening days 1973 and 75. As described in Chapter 1975, it was Carl Yastrzemski who hit the game-winning homer in the 12th. Tony Conigliaro's dramatic shot that day came in the 5th. And in 73, it was Brooks Robinson who homered twice. Frank had been traded to the Los Angeles Dodgers in late 1971. But we digress. Back to Ken. Opening day is a clean scorebook. A day that begins with every team unbeaten. A day that ends in a box score. It is a 12-0 loss to the Brewers in 1988, the Orioles swearing it was only one defeat, when actually it would be 21. It is a three-run homer by Cal Ripken off Roger Clemens in 89 after Boston Globe columnist Dan Shaughnessy predicted the Rocket would throw a no-hitter. Opening day is Brady Anderson playing hurt, B.J. Surhoff grinding out an at-bat, Ripken diving to stab a grounder. It is Davis raising the roof, Mike Bordick making every play, Alomar taking your breath away. Opening day is an afternoon game, a reminder of simpler times and a cell phone extravaganza for the suits who broke away from the office. It's a 2-hour, 20-minute masterpiece or a 3-hour, 45-minute mess. It's a talk show controversy waiting to happen. Opening day is fathers and sons, mothers and daughters, and grandparents telling you about the very first Orioles opener in 1954. It's a day to break out your old glove, to remember the first game you ever attended, to remember the game that broke your heart. Opening day is the dawning of spring, the renewal of life, the beginning of time, whatever. Opening day is a ball game. Play ball. For the box score, play-by-play, and more, visit openingday5050.com.